Welcome back to Start Kyle Orton. We are here, Kyle. We are less than a week out from the NFL draft. We've been
talking
shit about the draft for months now. We can finally do the actual damn thing. And then, you know, get into other things. You know, really enjoy Caleb Williams as our quarterback, for one.
Yeah. You know, I have a post I've been working on kind of about the feelings on the precipice of the Caleb Williams moment that I'm not sure where I'm going to post it, if I can find a place to post it. But, like, yeah, just, like, I've really been thinking about, like, how, like, this should – people – Bears fans should be so excited right now.
It's true.
And I think, at best, most of us are just, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of just like, all right, let's just get this pick out of the way. Let's make Caleb an actual Bear. And then I can start to get excited, maybe. This has been a grueling offseason.
It will be very interesting to see if people start to get excited after we draft Caleb, because there really does just seem to be a lot of malaise around the fan base.
I think so, yeah. I think some people will come around. I do. But yeah, so we are 1 week away from the draft. Less than 1 week. We're recording on a Friday. The draft is on Thursday. Also, we're going to try, folks. We're really, really going to try. Last year, we recorded all 3 hours of the draft, the two of us. Our old asses stayed all the way up until 11:30 or whatever it was.
That's right.
Which is a grind. That is a grind for us, especially on a weeknight.
We're sleepy men.
Did it. And everyone got to listen the next day to how we reacted in the moment. And this year, we're going to try to go one step further and live stream this thing if our limited internet capabilities in Iowa will allow us to do so. We're going to try to live stream the draft, and I'll hopefully folks can tweet at me or comment or whatever possibly during, if they want us to, like, respond during the actual draft, talk about things, kill some airtime that way. So that's the goal next week, is to actually do a live cast of the draft that will also be recorded, so you can listen to it the next day you can't join us.
Should be up on YouTube and Riverside. I'm sure Kyle will be tweeting out both links there. If you're subscribed to the YouTube and you hit the bell icon, then, you know, it's just going to pop up in your feed the second we go live. Also, yeah, we're probably going to try to troubleshoot this here. If you see us pop up live Sunday or Monday, you know, come tell us how bad it sounds if you want. But
yeah,
that'll be a false alarm. That will not be the actual draft cast. We're going to troubleshoot the hell out of this.
We're going to try. Yeah, we're going to try to make sure it works. So anyways, but so today's goal is I want to put Travis and myself, I guess. But I'm going to start by asking Travis, and then I will counter or add on to what Travis says here with my own opinions. But we're going to sit in the chair today. We are going to be Ryan Poles, and we're going to play out some draft scenarios and what we would do, what we would prefer, what we think they should do, et cetera, et cetera. We're just going to see if we were running the Bears draft and these things happened, here's what we would do.
I love it.
So now, Travis, I don't think we need to, first things first, I don't think we need to waste a lot of time on what either of us would do at pick 9 if one of Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, or Roma Dunze is on the board at 9. Do we? Like, we both...
Correct.
We both agree that if one of those three is on the podium, is available, when that pick rolls around, they should just take one of them and not overthink it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's the first place we'll start. That is obviously plan A for both of us. We're not going to get a lot of airtime talking about that since it's plan A. So I am going to fuck with you a little bit.
Great.
I'm just going to see what the other options are. Okay. So let's say Roma Dunze is on the board at 9, Travis.
Okay. Yeah.
You're Ryan Poles. The phone's ringing. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Pick up the phone, Travis.
Oh, I'm picking Ryan. It up. I picked it up.
Hello, Ryan Poles.
That was my first choice.
It is I, the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. I am offering you my first round pick this year, my second round pick this year, and next year's first round pick to move up to pick 9. Patrick Mahomes needs a receiver. Are you listening? Are you hanging up the phone?
That's the 32nd pick this year and the 32nd pick next year. So, no, I am not particularly interested in that. Not for 9. That's just not enough, first of all.
All right, Ryan Travis, what do I need as general manager of the Colts? And I gave you my second, too, in this. Yeah. What do I need to put on the table to make you even think about this?
Chris Jones?
Clank. Okay. All right. So we are not trading with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That are way too far back, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that, too, because that was actually mentioned in an ESPN article, I believe.
Oh, boy.
As an option, and they called that like a fair trade, and I'm sure it is on the points chart.
No.
But that, to me, is where the limits of the points chart comes in.
Yeah.
Because you cannot calculate a Kansas City Chiefs first-round pick as a first-round pick. Yeah, you can't calculate their second-round pick as a second-round pick. What you are functionally dealing with is 2 seconds and a third.
Exactly. That's what
that
I
is not
say,
worth the ninth overall pick. Like, you know, for a matter of fact, since Patrick Mahomes has taken over as their quarterback, the worst that that pick has been was, like, pick 29. Like, you're not...
Right.
Right. So I don't know why they called that even. I'm sure on some points chart it is... And it implies some level of, you know, ooh, maybe that future first is going to be valuable. It's not.
Yeah. So. Well, and the other thing is the Bears are in a different position this year than they were last year or the year before. They don't need quantity at this point. Really.
They need
quality.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. All right. So that we hung up on the Chiefs.
Get out of here, Chiefs. What is their GM's name?
I believe it's Brent Veach.
Veach?
Yeah. Yeah, Brett Veach.
Brett Veach.
The general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah.
Must be Brett easy. Veach. What a cushy job to be GM of the Chiefs, you know? Like, I just didn't get any receivers for Pat Mahomes. He still won the Super Bowl. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't even think he was... I'm pretty sure John Dorsey was actually the one...
Dorsey is the one I remember.
Yeah. Well, he is the one, I believe, that drafted Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, he drafted Patrick Mahomes, but he was fired about a month after that draft. And from what I have always understood, and now granted, in Kansas City, Andy Reid has a lot of power, obviously. What I have heard is that Andy Reid wanted Dorsey gone after that draft and got him fired because Dorsey... was a fucking leaky ship and made it very clear to everyone that they fucking loved Patrick Mahomes and wanted to trade up to get him.
Interesting.
And Andy Reid felt that because he ran his mouth so much, he made the cost to trade up for Mahomes more expensive than it otherwise would have been. And so he wanted Dorsey out after that. So yes, Veach truly has had an easy GM job because you have Andy Reid and you had Patrick Mahomes already when you got the job and all you've really had to do is coast off of that. So, yeah, okay, we've hung up on the Chiefs. All right, Travis. Ring, 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 ring.
All right, I'm a little exhausted from the last phone call, but I will still pick up the phone.
Okay. Hi, Ryan Poles, a.k.a. Travis. I'm Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills. Okay. I'm willing to offer you our first-round pick this year, which I believe is pick 28, our second-round pick this year, and our first and second next year, because we just lost Stephon Diggs. Actually, I'm also willing to give you the second round pick. Okay, so hold on. I'm willing to give you the second round pick that I just got from the Texans. We'll say that. So I'm willing to offer you pick 28, 2 seconds this year, and a future first for pick 9. I want Rome Odunze so bad. I need him. I lost Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen is crying. The best receiver we have is actually a bad tight end. I need this guy badly. Please. Please.
This is just another one of those kind of similar circumstances to the Chiefs, right? If I give you Rome Odunze, or if it's neighbors, sounds like there's some smoke that it could be neighbors who's sitting there. Either one of those, that's just going to make the Bills so good that, again, it just guarantees that what you're actually giving me is a bunch of second-round picks and then a couple thirds. You know,
right. So what? To be clear, what I'm technically offering you is 28... 60, and then what did they just get? Oh, it was a second next year. Never mind. So not even offering you 2 seconds this year. I'm offering you 28 and 60
next
this
year's
year.
A bad draft. Yeah.
And you know what? You can have one of my fours this year too to make it a little more. I'll give you 128, and then next year I'm giving you my first round pick and the Texans' second round pick. Or Minnesota, just second round pick? I can't remember.
Just really not interested. Not over Odunze or Neighbors.
Okay, you're hanging up the phone on Brandon Bean. All right,
I'll get out of here.
I would also hang up on him as well because, I mean, like I said, those are just not going to be valuable picks. Anytime you have Josh Allen, again, since Josh Allen was a second-year starter, the worst that the Bills' first-round pick has been is like 24. So you're not – the odds of that being even a first half of the first-round pick, pretty low.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is just not worth Rome Odunze or Neighbors. Okay. So I think we've established – I'll make one more offer. Ring, ring.
If this is another team that's just going to be giving me the 29th overall pick, all right, I'm picking up the phone.
Hello, Travis Ryan Poles. I am Trent Baalke, the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
I'm not good at my job, and I never think into the future, so I am willing to offer you...
I was going
to
say I'm excited right now.
Pick 17, pick 48... Pick 96. You do have to give me one your fourth round pick this year back, though. Give me 122. And a future first. So I'm offering you my first, my second, my third. You're giving me a fourth, but I'm giving you next year's first.
And next year's first from the Jaguars?
Yes.
Ooh.
For Rome Odunze. He's on the board. He's there at 9. And this is the Jaguars. So they could be really good if you give Trevor Lawrence a weapon, or they could be the Jaguars, and they could be this pick could again be in the teens next year.
I'm going to be honest. I almost thought Baalke was going to offer me Trevor Lawrence. I saw Barnwell today put up a suggested trade along those lines for the first overall pick.
Well, Barnwell is Barnwell. Okay.
He sure is. You know what? I might just say yes to this one.
You might. Okay, we have found your Rome Odunze price then. Okay.
That is a lot. Right. That's going to be a decent pick. We're not moving that far back in the first. Like,
yeah, so 17, 48. Okay, so all right, let's run this through then. Let's say you've accepted that trade.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna run the PFF mock draft simulator.
I can tell you what I think Ryan Poles' goal at that point is. I'm going to guess... since he got his precious second round pick. I know this goes against what I said last week, but I would think Jared Verse at 17, and then I would think like Roman Wilson at 48.
Well, hold on. We're going to run the PFF mock draft simulator, and we're going to see.
If Verse is gone, you switch it. You flip it, you take A.D. Mitchell probably at 17, and then you take Adisa Isaac at 48, and then you've got your wide receiver, you got your end. I have seen Byron Murphy could be still available at 17. I would be super tempted.
So we're resuming the draft. And in fact, Rome Odunze was on the board at 17 in this mock draft. So that's perfect. All right. You're on the clock now with the 17th overall pick, Travis. Here are the top players on the board, according to Pro Football Focus at pick 17. Are you ready?
Okay.
Troy Fatanu.
Okay.
Olu Fashanu.
Okay.
J.C. Latham. Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. Amarius Mims. Oh, Jaden Daniels is still on the board in this one. That would be hilarious.
You're damn right.
Graham Barton, Nate Wiggins, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, it's
JJ better. McCarthy. Wow, this is a very weird draft for them. Okay. So there's some of your options at 17. Who are you taking?
I don't know. Well, if those quarterbacks are still on the board, I'm going to trade back again. But Jared Verse. I will take Verse. And I will be happy that I have a solid number two defensive end.
All right. You've taken Jared Verse. Here we are. We're at pick 48 now.
Okay.
Your options at 48. I'm assuming you're thinking wide receiver, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be a receiver.
Best wide receiver on the board here at this point in time is Xavier Legette, then Malachi Corley, then Xavier Worthy, Jermaine Burton, Devontae Walker, Javon Baker, Johnny Wilson, Jalen McMillan. Who you taking?
Oof. Wow. Roman Wilson's already gone, huh?
He's gone.
Interesting. He's gone. Ooh.
Okay, so if Roman Wilson was on the board, you take Roman Wilson, but he's not.
Oh,
and that could happen. I've heard a lot of Roman love lately. So
that's an interesting mix there. Probably Legette.
I would also do Legette there, yes.
I'm not super honestly, I would maybe start looking at other positions, but I'm going to
Legette's one of those guys. The thing about Legette is that like the fact that he only has 1 year of production kind of concerns you. Yes. But if you really dig deep into it, that 1 year of production is about as legit as it can get.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught the ball over the, he was not a guy that like the other guy right after Malachi Corley, a guy that I'm very skeptical of because Malachi Corley, all of his production is Velus Jones production. You know, it's all behind the line of scrimmage. It's all screens. It's all manufactured touches. Xavier Legette, much more down the field, all three levels of the field. He caught short. He caught deep. He did all kinds of things. They moved him outside, inside. So his 1 year production is totally legit. The athleticism is totally legit. At pick 48, I actually really, I don't mind gambling on Xavier Legette at all.
Wow. So Keon Coleman is also, they're expecting in this mock that wide receivers are really going to have a run here before.
Apparently, yeah, Keon Coleman's gone. Let me see if I can find where Keon Coleman went. So Jalen Polk went 45 here. Oh, Keon Coleman went 41 to the Green Bay Packers.
Whew. Okay.
Roman Wilson went 39 to the Carolina Panthers.
Really?
That's sensible, though. Carolina,
I did not know Roman was getting that much hype.
All right. So we're taking Xavier Legette at 48?
I guess we're, 50, yeah. 48? Yeah. Okay. I mean, this can happen in a draft, but I would definitely be, I'd be looking at other positions, I think.
Pick 75, Travis. Here's the best players on the board. Junior Colson, linebacker, Michigan. Trey Benson, running back, Florida State. Devontae Walker, Spencer Rattler. Bucky Irving, halfback, Oregon. Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State. Safety, Kalen Bullock. Running back, Kentucky, Ray Davis. Xavier Thomas, edge. So he's the top-ranked edge, is Xavier Thomas from Clemson. Or, I know you're a little intrigued by this guy, and he's a little bit of an overdraft at this point because he's currently 86th on the big board. But Jalix Hunt is there. Or Austin Booker, the edge from Kansas. We know Bears brought him in for a top 30 visit.
They did.
So,
yeah, he's like a know, target.
So who are you taking here? Or is there a player that you want me, a different position you want me to look at? Like, you want me to look at positions specifically? Let's do the best. Okay, so we got our, we took our edge, we took our wide receiver. So let's take, do you want to look at like interior O-line?
I guess, yeah, the number one spot that I would be looking would be interior line, but I bet Poles isn't at this point.
Okay, so now in this draft, you still, so you're currently on pick 75 and you still have pick 96 after this. So you could, so right now, like Cooper Beebe, who I know you're kind of high on.
I'm very
he's
high
90, on. He is 93rd on the big board. He is the top ranked interior offensive lineman available right now at 75.
There is no way, but if he's there, I'm definitely taking him.
Okay, you're taking him at 75.
Without a doubt.
Okay, Cooper Beebe, you are a Chicago Bears.
I don't. Every time you run our last mock drafts, Cooper Beebe is available here, and I don't see it.
Our last draft pick is pick 96. We're in the late third here.
All right.
What position are, do you want to just do? Best player available. What are you thinking here? We got
to be best player at this point.
Okay, according to PFF, the best player available here is Dadrian Taylor Demerson, safety from Texas Tech. Second best is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Oh my God, I feel old. Linebacker from Clemson. Or Michael Pratt, the quarterback from Tulane. Cedric Van Pran, the center from Georgia. That might be an intriguing pick there.
That's actually just a really, pretty good pick for the Bears.
Really beef up the interior offensive line candidates that you got. Ben Sinnott, the tight end slash fullback from Kansas State. He did come in for a visit with the Bears. I know that. Michael Hall Jr., the interior defensive lineman from Ohio State. He's kind of interesting to me. So what are we thinking, pal?
Yeah, I mean, I would say take the center. Honestly, take the center. Like, beef up the interior line as much as you can.
Okay, you're taking Cedric Van Pran. Our mock draft is over. Let's see what grade PFF gave you, buddy. Let's see what they think.
They think I reached on Cooper Beebe, but I disagree.
You got... Oh, here it comes. You, buddy. They gave you an A.
Woo!
By selection, they gave you an A for Jared Verse, an A- for Xavier Legette, a D for taking Cooper Beebe at 75, and a C for Cedric Van Pran. I don't know how that comes out to an A, but still. So if we walked out with Caleb Williams, Jared Verse, Xavier Legette, Cooper Beebe, Cedric Van Pran, and the Jaguars 2025 first, that's not a bad draft, in my opinion.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
You're feeling pretty good about that? Okay.
Yes. And I think,
rewind.
I think Caleb has been assuaged enough by us signing Keenan Allen, right?
I would hope. I would hope. Okay.
We're going to pray.
We're going to do another. We're going to do another one, though. We're going to run a new scenario.
Okay.
And in this scenario, sir, there is no Roma Dunza. He gone.
Okay.
He is gone.
R.I.P. So I'm okay. Trading back.
Yes. Let's see here. Hold on. We're going to. Okay, yep, oh, perfect. And in this one, he actually is gone, so that makes things more realistic. The best player on the board right now at 9 is Brock Bowers. Other candidates are Cooper DeJean, Kenyon Mitchell, Leatu Latu, Newton and Murphy are both there at 9. We did talk about Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you tempted by Byron Murphy at all at 9? Ooh, Dallas Turner is still on the board at this one. So,
am I unable to trade back? Do I have
nope,
to
make I'm going to hold on, I'm going to read it. Okay, so there are 5 teams currently interested in trading up with you at pick 9. You want me to read off the teams to you, son?
Read them.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos. The Los Angeles Rams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the New England Patriots. That's interesting. What did they do
at trade 3? Back in?
They took Drake May at 3, so why are they trying to trade back? I don't know. I'm interested in that, but okay, so who are you trading? Which of those teams are you choosing to trade with?
Do the Vikings still have both of those first-round picks?
The Vikings have not traded up yet. Yep, they got both.
So, yeah, the Vikings. Give me those first-round picks, guys.
You think you can get 11 and 23 to move back 2 spots?
I'm assuming they only want to move up because J.J. McCarthy's still on the board, right?
No, he's gone, so I'm not sure what they're moving up for.
Oh, well, if McCarthy really was sure. there, I bet they would.
Yeah, no, I don't know what they're moving up for, but I just tried to give them, I just tried to get 11 and 23 for 9, and they said no, so.
Okay, all right. How about the Rams? The Rams are kind of in that range that I'm looking for specifically in this draft. They're okay. Like 19th, right?
Yes, hold on.
Got to be their first and second, though.
Okay, so the Rams are going, you want 19 and 52.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're dropping all the way down to 19. Okay. The best players on the board at 19, Travis. Cooper DeJean. Leatu Latu.
Mm-hmm. We're taking
Jerjon Newton.
Yeah.
Terrion Arnold, Amarius Mims, Adonai Mitchell, Graham Barton, Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson. What you doing here at 19?
See, now I'm kind of concerned. I'm concerned about how the wide receivers are going to fall in this draft. Let's do it. Let's do the opposite this way. We're going to go with A.D. Mitchell here.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we are going to cross our fingers and hope that Adisa Isaac is available at 52.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Here we are at 52. We'll go down to edge. What do we got for? Oh, no, I don't want it. I don't want tight end. I want edge. All right. So annoying how it does that. All right. Of course, this time, Roman Wilson's right there and available for you.
God damn it.
See, that's how the draft goes, though.
You know what? I'm going to draft Roman Wilson, too.
Are you really?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
That would be a bad idea.
Damn it. Let me pick the damn...
I like that this all hinges on what the Bears pick. If I take a wide receiver, nobody else wants one. If I take a defensive end, nobody else wants
one. In this one, I'm sorry, Adisa Isaac went at pick 48.
Of course.
He's 4 off picks board,
earlier.
So
4 picks earlier.
Who's our best edge available now? And in this one, hilariously, Keon Coleman is there. Roman Wilson is there. So I think the best defensive lineman on the board, period, is Chris Jenkins. The best edge is Jonah Ellis from Utah. Chris Braswell from Alabama. The Bears have had him in for a visit.
They have.
So he's a possibility if you want to go edge.
That's not a dude I'm really interested in.
All right.
This is frustrating because I feel like the only right answer here is either just trade back again or say fuck it and take another wide receiver.
Quite possibly. Do you want me to see what the trade back options are?
What are my options, Kyle?
Well, the Houston Texans are calling. They've got pick 59. Or Buffalo is calling at pick 60. The Giants are calling at pick 70. Or the Vikings are calling again all the way back at pick 108. I don't think we want to move back that far.
Leave me, Vikings. Leave me.
So Houston at 59, Buffalo at 60, or the Giants at 70.
What is Houston doing here?
All right, Houston. So they've got 59.
Okay.
Do you want to see if you can get 86 from them as well?
Yeah, 52? I think that's what it's got to be. Otherwise, I'm just going to take Keon Coleman. All right.
Only a 24% chance of being accepted. Do you want me to try it?
I'm just, you know, put it through.
They accepted. Yeah, all right. They did. Wow. I'm a little surprised, but okay.
All right. Who's left?
Who did Houston want so bad? The Javon Bullard, the safety from Georgia.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and this one, the Packers just took Bo Nix at 58. All right. So at 59, the best defensive lineman on the board is Chris Jenkins. Hmm. The best edge is Jonah Ellis. Chris Braswell is still available there. Edgar and Cooper. Marshawn Nealand. I know the Bears have talked to him a little bit. At edge. Brandon Dorless, another defensive lineman. So what are you thinking, buddy? Or did you want me to tell you the best wide receiver? The wide receivers went hard. So the best wide receiver left at this point is Malachi Corley.
Okay. All right. So now I don't have to worry about that. You know, I guess we're taking Braswell at this point, aren't we?
We're taking Braswell? Okay. All right, we're taking Chris Braswell.
I don't like it.
All right, we're going down to pick 75. All right, pick 75.
This is what happens when I take A.D. Mitchell. I'll remember this.
The best players on the board are Andrew Phillips, cornerback from Kentucky, Brandon Coleman, tackle from TCU, Jermaine Burton. If you want to double dip a wide receiver, Jermaine Burton does intrigue me all the way down here because he's very talented. There's a lot of whispers about off-the-field stuff, but at pick 75, you know. Javon Baker, another wide receiver, or we got Johnny Wilson. Xavier Thomas is the next best defensive lineman on the board. Jalen McMillan is still there. I like him as a slot guy. Jalix Hunt right there, and we're currently at pick 75, so that's not a terrible place to take him. Or Austin Booker.
I think it's Hunt at this point. I think we double dip on edge double like we did last year on at edge defensive prospects. Tackle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. All right, we're back. Now we're at pick 86.
I bet Cooper Beebe is here. That's who I'm taking.
Cooper Beebe's long gone, it looks like. No, he's not. Oh, my God, he's right there. All right,
grab him.
Cooper Beebe again.
And they're going to give me a D again.
All right, we're going to go to our last pick, which is pick 122 in the fourth round. The best available players are Tyke Smith of Georgia, Braylon Allen, Tavondre Sweat of Texas, very talented player, but off the field concerns, was just involved in an automobile hit and run accident.
No, we're taking Tavondre Sweat.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're going to take a chance on the carrier guy. Boom.
Hell yeah.
All right. All right, let's see what they think of your draft, my friend. Well, first we got it. I accidentally hit seven rounds on this one, even though we don't have a pick for them.
All I'm saying is there was a defensive tackle last year who also hit somebody with their car and then ran, and he was pretty good.
You know, I don't think, though, that the hitting people with your car part is, like, what specifically makes them good defensive tackles, but
You know what? You don't know that, all right? Correlation may equal causation in this case. You got that dog mentality, hitting people with your car.
So they are giving you an A for your overall draft.
You're damn right.
That's mostly because the A-plus for Caleb Williams really helps, I think. They gave you a B-plus for Adonai Mitchell, an A-minus for Chris Braswell, a B for Jalix Hunt, a C for Cooper Beebe.
Yeah, well.
An A-minus for Tavondre Sweat, and an overall A.
Hell yeah.
For your draft as a whole. Okay, so that's interesting. All right, I want to run one more. Where are we at on time? Oh, we're only halfway through. Okay.
Yeah, we
want to run one other scenario for sure.
All right.
Okay, and this one I might have to. I'm gonna make the mock myself. I'm gonna control every team just so that I can get the outcome that I want here.
Yeah, Kyle.
I'll control the first Actually, I'll just control the first eight teams here.
We got to do that. I would say the second half of this, we've got to talk about what we think is actually going to happen.
Okay. All right, yeah, so this will be the last one we simulate. Then let's talk about what we think is actually going to happen. All right. We're starting the draft. I'm taking Caleb Williams.
Yeah, you are.
And I am the Washington Commanders. I'm going to go ahead and take Drake May.
I don't, that is.
The New England Patriots are going to go ahead and take Jaden Daniels. The Arizona Cardinals will trade back with the Vikings is what we'll do. Minnesota Vikings, give me 11, 23, future first. Boom. Okay. Pick five. The Chargers are going to take Joe Alt. Pick six. The Giants are going to take Malik Neighbors. Pick seven. The Titans are going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. Pick eight. The Falcons are going to take Roma Dunze. Why, Travis?
All right. Wow. So Malik Neighbors is just sitting there?
Yes. Yeah, so, no, Malik Neighbors is gone. I had the Giants take him.
So we're at nine. You had Neighbors go ahead of Marvin Harrison.
I was, whatever, man. The pull point is just to get here. Okay. So to get us here, all three wide receivers and Joe Alt are gone, Travis.
Okay. They sure are.
The Indianapolis Colts are calling. They want Brock Bowers.
Okay.
They're offering you 15 and 46 for nine. Are you taking it?
Yeah, absolutely.
With those guys off the board. Okay.
No contest. That's an instant accept. I assume Ryan Poles has a similar deal all ready to go at this point with, all right. I mean, if not the Colts, somebody else in that time.
Okay, so pick 15, Cooper DeJean, Leiatu Latu, Jerjon Newton, Talias Fuaga, Troy Fatanu, Jared Verse, Amarius Mims, Adonai Mitchell. What are you doing at 15 in that scenario?
I'm taking Verse.
You're taking Verse.
Taking
really,
Verse.
Over Newton and Latu and all those. Okay, 15. You're taking Verse. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll take.
And now I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that Roman Wilson is available in the second round. I will also accept Keon Coleman. Look at you, you're running it right now. You're doing all kinds of simulating.
Yeah, I'm having to run like all. Now that I have to do all eight of these teams so that I can get back to. Man,
yeah, I feel like I've learned my lesson at this point. I think if this is what happens, I have to take one of these defensive linemen first, and then I just have to gamble on one of the good wide receivers being available in the second. I think if I do it the other way, I end up with a guy like A.D. Mitchell, but then my options are very limited at defensive end beyond that point.
All right. At pick 46, then.
Yeah.
The best available wide receiver is Roman Wilson.
There it is. Do it? There it is.
All right.
We finally got what we wanted here.
All right. I'm just going to, for these other teams now, I'm just going to do the best available player on the top of the board. I do not care.
And we're happy.
Okay. All right. Last pick for the Bears. You're 75. So you've all taken right. Verse. You've taken Roman Wilson. The best available players now, Brandon Coleman, tackle TCU, tackle Blake Fisher, tackle Notre Dame, Jermaine Burton, Javon Baker, wide receiver UCF, Johnny Wilson, wide receiver Florida State, Xavier Thomas, edge from Clemson, Jalen McMillan, Jalix Hunt, Austin Booker, Malik Washington, wide receiver from Virginia, Javon Solomon, wide receiver from edge from Troy, Eric All, tight end from Iowa. Are you taking Cooper Beebe again at 75?
I was just going to say, you're giving me a lot of names that aren't Cooper Beebe, Kyle. Give me Coop. blows my mind that he is this underrated. They're going to give me an F for this one, though. PFF is going to fail me for taking Cooper Beebe this high.
I'm honestly not sure how they grade it when you do all these different teams, so we'll see what they say.
Still, I'm feeling good about this draft. I got
okay. Verse, oh, I forgot. You're pick 122 now. Are you taking the best player on the board, according to PFF, is Jacob Cowing, wide receiver from Arizona. Tavondre Sweat available again. Do you want to take him?
Give me Tavondre Sweat.
Okay.
Anybody with the tenacity to hit someone else with a car, I mean, they can be on my football team.
We do not actually endorse that, folks.
That is a prerequisite for the start Kyle Orton football team. We
are not endorsing that.
Vehicular homicide.
No, we are not. The official stance of the podcast is that we are against vehicular homicide. I want to make that very clear. We are anti that.
Can we say...
I'm just hitting... for all the other teams that I chose to control, just so I could control the first eight picks, I just keep taking the top player on the board now whenever they come back up. And I believe I have given New England three quarterbacks.
you might as well try. You might as well try every quarterback you can, New England. Given that you gave them Jaden Daniels to start with, they're going to need a couple.
Yeah, they're going to need some spares. That's yes. For sure.
Jaden is not going to be healthy for long. And besides, he may not be very good. So what do we got, Kyle?
All right, let's see what comes out. I'm very curious what it does for my draft here.
That's got to be an F for Cooper Beebe, which is wrong.
Oh, okay.
If you come away from this podcast,
they won't grade it if you do more than three teams. Okay, so they didn't grade us this time. All right. So yeah, for the Bears, anyways, you walked out with Caleb Williams, Jared Verse, Roman Wilson, Cooper Beebe,
Coop. And Tavondre Sweat, right?
And Tavondre Sweat, yep. So that's not terrible.
That's a great draft.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that. All right, let's talk about what we think is actually going to happen on draft night, man.
All right, so.
Let's get the official Start Kyle Orton mock draft going.
The official Start Kyle Orton mock draft. Okay, should we go? All right, I'll start with pick one. You get pick two. I'll do odds, you do evens. All right. Okay?
Okay.
With the first overall pick, I predict that the Chicago Bears will select Caleb Williams, quarterback, University of South California by way of the University of Oklahoma.
Okay.
With the second overall pick, Travis, who do you predict the Washington Commanders will select? There's been some interesting movement on this front lately, by the way.
I know. I have said it from the beginning, and God damn it, I'm not going to change until I actually see Washington screw this up. I'm going to say Drake May at number two. For the love of God, do not draft Jaden Daniels here, Washington.
I agree. I don't like to overreact to betting markets suddenly tilting back towards Drake heavily and stuff, but like I'll go down with the ship. I still believe. And I think it's very noteworthy a couple things that aren't betting markets. Adam Schefter, who a week ago told Washington fans they could buy Jaden Daniels jerseys, literally went out yesterday and was like, to be clear, I've never reported that Washington is taking Jaden Daniels. I've just speculated. And of course, things can change. Right now, I'm still leaning Jaden Daniels. But that could change. I thought that was noteworthy. Wow. I also thought it was noteworthy that Daniel Jeremiah, and I believe Dane Brugler also, both of them in their most recent mocks were like, anyone who says that they know who Washington is taking is lying. There have been no leaks actually from Adam Peters. There have been no leaks from Washington. Everything leaked so far is coming from somewhere else. I personally think it's all coming from Jaden Daniels' agent, and he notably got very cranky about the Topgolf thing, all that. Did you see that he had initially apparently declined to visit with the Vikings because he was skeptical of their ability to move up into the top three picks to select him? But then after the Topgolf thing with Washington, he suddenly did accept a private meeting with the Vikings?
Yep.
Which I makes did. Me wonder it, if maybe Jaden Daniels isn't quite so sure that he's going to be a top three pick. Anyway.
Feels a lot like this draft could shake out like we expect. I think there is a higher likelihood that Jaden Daniels falls than we believe right now.
Okay, so with the number two pick, you've given Drake May to the Commanders. With the number three pick and the New England Patriots, I believe that they, with Drake May off the board, now if Washington does take Jaden Daniels, I fully believe the Patriots will take Drake May.
Without a doubt.
With Drake May off the board, I'm really torn. I can't tell if they will trade down, which I think would be smart for them, or I think that there's been a lot of whispers that Robert Kraft wants a quarterback and that he's specifically enamored with J.J. McCarthy because the last quarterback that the Patriots had from the University of Michigan was pretty good. So I'm going to say...
Actually, I agree with you on this one. I think the Patriots would take McCarthy over Jaden Daniels.
I think the Patriots take J.J. McCarthy, and I actually think that part, not so good for the Bears. Because with J.J. McCarthy going to the Patriots at three, I don't know that Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah trades all the way up to four for Jaden Daniels.
I think you're right.
Because what do we know about Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah? What's the one thing everybody says that he's all big on? They say he is the analytics GM.
Yep.
He was the analytics guy for Cleveland. He's all about the numbers. Some of the odd stuff he's done the last couple of years have really been based on the numbers. And what do the numbers tell us about Jaden Daniels, Travis, as I have said repeatedly?
Just, oh, dear God in heaven, no. Do not do this.
And so now I think the Vikings, there's a scenario where they would take him if he slid all the way to them at 11, but I do think Kwesi's the kind of guy who's going to say the odds of that guy justifying a trade up for him, not so good. So then New England's taking JJ at 3. Arizona isn't getting a Godfather offer at 4, in my opinion.
Yep. Now they're staying put.
And what are they doing if they're staying put at 4, Travis?
They're taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Jr.'s off the board at 4. Okay, so then the Los Angeles Chargers are at pick 5. But I think the Los Angeles Chargers have traded back.
Interesting.
From pick 5 into... I don't know. We'll say they're trading back to like pick somewhere in the teens. There is a team, we'll say... Jacksonville actually offered that sweet ass deal that I was talking about for pick 9. They've offered it for pick 5 instead, Travis.
Okay.
A team, I don't know that it'll actually be the Jaguars, but I think in this scenario, the Chargers do move back because I think they just want more picks. I think the Chargers move back. A team moves up to 5. Bam. They're taking Malik Nabers because they wanted to jump the Giants to do it.
Ooh. Okay.
So now you've got the Giants at pick 6, Travis. What are you doing?
And the Giants are pissed.
And they're pissed. They lost Malik Nabers, but Jaden Daniels is there. They're not happy with Daniel Jones. He fell to you. Do you take the chance on Jaden Daniels at 6?
No, I don't see Jaden Daniels going to the Giants. I think if Daniels has fallen this far, I think he's going to keep falling. I think he's going to make it to Minnesota at 11.
Okay.
Just maybe. Ooh, this is bad for the Bears.
It's not good.
If this actually happens, this is devastating.
Unfortunately, I think that's my gut feeling, is that I think we're going to end up being right about Jaden Daniels, potentially, and I think that's going to hurt the Bears, because I think all of the best-case Bears scenarios have really depended on four quarterbacks going in the top 4.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of disagree with you a little bit, though. I do think... But you've already made you're making the pick for the Giants. I actually think they probably would take Jaden Daniels if he fell to 6. I think in New York, they cannot afford to pass up a quarterback with that much hype. And I do think Brian Daboll's the kind of guy who might talk himself into that.
Interesting. I don't think that's what would happen. I think this is Roma Dunza at this point. I think we're screwed. I think now we've got the top 3 wide receivers gone in the first 6 picks. I hate it. I hate that you've done this to me, Kyle. But there it is, Roma Dunze. He is gone. So now, we're down to seventh with the Titans. Who do you got, Kyle? Who do you got? We've still got Jaden Daniels.
Okay, so you gave Roma Dunza to the Giants. At seven, with him still on the board, the Titans are sprinting to the podium to select Joe Alt. They need line help so badly, man.
Yeah.
All right, and then at the eighth pick, the wide receivers are gone. Joe Alt is gone. What are you thinking for the Atlanta Falcons?
See, here's an interesting. This is interesting. Because this is probably the only thing stopping Minnesota from getting Jaden Daniels is the Falcons saying, well, why don't we just put him behind Kirk Cousins for 3 years? Why don't we just get this guy with all this talent who needs all this work? Why don't we just sit him behind Kirk?
That's
Have him take over. It worked for the Packers. It worked for Mahomes. And suddenly he's here in our laps and we've got next-gen Mike Vick. And who else? I mean, what else are they going to do? Dallas Turner? Brock Bowers? Like, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. Jaden Daniels to the Falcons. He is going to camp himself behind Kirk Cousins for the next 2 years and learn. So there you go. Pick eight. Jaden Daniels, Atlanta. It's chaos, Kyle.
Okay, that's fascinating to me because I think in that scenario, Atlanta would still take Dallas Turner or...
We've heard a lot about Dallas Turner to the Falcons.
That's or sure. I've heard, and this is unsurprising for a guy who's had Aaron Donald, I've heard that they kind of like Byron Murphy. I've heard they do.
Yeah.
And I've also heard several people, Daniel Jeremiah was saying earlier this week, he said he expects, he thinks the guy that he currently thinks could go top nine that would surprise a lot of people is Byron Murphy. So Byron
it wouldn't
Murphy.
Surprise me. So I don't think it would Jaden surprise
Daniels
you either.
At eight, I'm just saying that if it was me, I would have taken Byron Murphy for the Falcons, I think, there. So, yeah, all right, here we are. We're at pick nine. And this is where we'll wrap up. I am not doing all 32 picks, but we'll wrap up with the Bears pick.
Okay.
I'm at pick nine. The wide receivers are gone. Alt is gone. Murphy is now gone in my version of it, not yours.
Yeah.
Kind of the worst case scenario. So if your version happens, I think I'm the Bears. I probably, unless I'm getting a really good offer to trade back, and I might not be with Alt and the three wide receivers gone.
Yeah.
But Brock Bowers is still there, so maybe. And a lot of people think the Jets want him at 10, so maybe someone's kind of tried. So at that point, my best case scenario would be trade back. If I could get that Colts trade we talked about where you get 15 and 46.
Yep.
If I could get that Colts trade so that they could jump the Jets and get Brock Bowers, I'm doing it. If not, and Murphy is there, I'm taking Byron Murphy. Otherwise, if I'm stuck at nine and Byron Murphy is gone and I have to make a pick at nine, I'm probably either overdrafting Verse a little bit or I'm taking Olu Fashanu because just give me the elite pass protecting left tackle. I know you don't agree. What are you doing at nine, Travis? If let's say Byron Murphy is there and Byron Murphy or Byron Murphy isn't, what are your two options there then?
If I'm stuck here and Byron Murphy is there, I'm taking Byron Murphy. If I'm stuck here and he's not there, I'm just going to bite the bullet and take Dallas Turner and we're going to try to develop him into something.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think...
However, I mean, I will say this. In my version of this draft, there's definitely not a trade-up to get Malik Nabers. I don't see somebody giving up some picks to just get ahead of the Giants to take Nabers. I have only heard muted love for Malik Nabers here recently.
Well, I think at draft time, that's your sign, though, isn't it?
You think everybody's trying to kill the hype on him to get up there?
Yeah.
I'm hoping Odunze is there, but...
Yeah. So this could go a lot of different ways. Obviously, if four quarterbacks go in the top eight, and most people do still expect four quarterbacks to go top eight.
Yep.
So we are lower on Jaden Daniels than most. I'm getting a weird conspiratorial feeling that the Jaden Daniels fall is happening, that the smoke screen is falling apart a little bit. But it could still happen. So if four quarterbacks do go top eight, I do still think there's a very good chance the Bears are landing one of the three wide receivers or Joe Alt at nine.
Yep.
or like I said, Byron, we talked about this last week, Byron Murphy at 9 is a pick I would be pretty happy with. I do think that is the best once all things considered. And when I say all things, I'm also including health, because without that consideration, Leiatu Latu is the best pass rusher in this draft, in my opinion, no question. But if you include all those factors, age, health, etc., Byron Murphy's the best pass rusher in the draft, and if they take him at 9, I'm not upset about that either. The other last thing I wanted to ask you about, though, Travis, is how would we feel if Ryan Poles traded up a couple spots to lock up one of those wide receivers before they go off the board?
It's the Bears trading up from 9 to 5 to select Malik Nabers. Now, there's a pick that I appreciate.
So there was an interesting, Tom Pelissero did an interesting article today where he compiled opinions on the quarterbacks from anonymous scouts. And it's actually there's a couple dumb quotes in there because they always are. But it's one of the better anonymous scout article. It's definitely a hell of a lot better than the one Dan Pompey put out. Tom spoke to much smarter scouts, apparently, because they said some actually accurate things about Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. But one thing that I thought was very interesting, and in the section about Caleb Williams, was that he said Caleb's camp reached out early and got assurances from Chicago that they were committed to building infrastructure around him.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the Keenan Allen trade counts for that in Caleb's mind, but I kind of took that as a like, hey, Chicago's going to work hard to get Caleb a receiver still. Quote.
I agree that I think it would be preferable to take a receiver still here or an offensive lineman, because you want to send that message to Caleb. And you don't just want to send the message to him. You want to right the wrongs that the Bears have made so many times before. Right. You want to build around this quarterback.
Yeah, got, I mean,
whether
like,
it's with Fields or Mitch or Jay, we have screwed them all by not giving them enough
support. If one time in the history of the Bears organization they neglected the defense for a single year to take best player available on offense just to make sure that their young quarterback that they are betting the farm on gets off to the best possible start, is anyone going to be mad about that? I'm not.
No. And I mean, here's the deal. If the Bears traded back and they still didn't go defense, they still didn't go verse, they didn't go Latu, they didn't go Murphy, and they end up taking Fatanu or whatever and saying, hey, here's a really high quality guard. Like, we're just going to keep building something for you, Caleb. So you're going to stay upright. You're going to have people to throw to. Even then, I'm not upset, because I really do. Obviously, the number one thing you can do for the Bears right now is make sure Caleb Williams succeeds. If he succeeds, as we have seen with every other damn team in the league, everything else can fall into place. But you need that quarterback to actually work. And he's going to be starting year one. He's going to be starting game one. He is the starter the second that we draft him. He does not get a chance to sit and wait and remain healthy. He doesn't get to pull the Jordan Love, right? So you've got to protect him now. So I don't even hate that, which is why I don't hate Alt at 9 either. If all three wide receivers are gone and somehow Joe Alt is still there, or even shit, if all three wide receivers go like we did here and you want to just whoop, you trade up with Tennessee. And you give him something extra so you can just get Alt. I don't even mind about that. I understand the compunction to build around Caleb Williams at this point. And I can almost, no matter who they take, I'm just going to give him a thumbs up if it's an offensive player. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Take care of Caleb.
What if it's Bowers?
You see, he's really good. We just don't fucking need him at all. You know, like Cole Kmet is so good.
Like, well, and the weird thing, like a lot of people have pointed out, like the weird thing about it, about taking a player top 10 is you're usually getting a premium position at a very cheap price.
True.
But if you take a tight end top 10, his contract is automatically going to make him like a top 10 tight end in the NFL by salary, like already, because it's that kind of position. So you negate a little bit of advantage there, which, I mean, if he's good enough, I don't really care what he's getting paid. That's for sure. But you know, there really is the question of, like, can he be good enough to justify that draft slot? So it's
tough. Well, and I mean the Bears seem content just signing, you know, backup tight ends for Cole Kmet. I think they're very happy with Cole. I just don't think there's value added to taking Bowers at that point.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've run through some scenarios here. I think we've got a pretty good idea of what we're happy with, what we wouldn't be happy with. And I have to say, the fact that they have Keenan Allen on board makes it a lot easier to not be as mad about some of the scenarios in which I think I'll still be kind of mad. Like, you know, a month ago before you acquired Keenan Allen, if you just took Jared Verse at 9, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be like, ugh, that's an overdraft. But, I mean, that's probably the best possible pick you can make for improving the 2024 Bears roster, for sure.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I'll be disappointed, but not angry, I guess I should say. Not a lot of options right now that are going to make me, like, just fucking furious, unless it's a situation where, like, Rome Odunze is on the board and they trade down and they don't get a good deal for it. Like, if they just did, like, the fucking Jalen Carter trade again.
Yeah.
To let someone else take Rome Odunze, then I'm blowing my gasket. But
definitely.
Anyways, so yeah, we are less than a week away. Hopefully we'll get it to work where we can live stream it. You guys can join. Hopefully some of you do want to join it, you know, listen in, bullshit with us while it's happening. That'd be great. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I think, Travis, we have prepped for this draft as much as we can prep. I think we're ready.
I agree. I can't wait to finally get this over with on Thursday and start the Caleb Williams era, and maybe all Bears fans can come together and just be like, all right, we got the number one overall quarterback in the draft. We're jacked. Let's go out there and beat some ass. That's what I hope happens.
Yep. Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving.